Welcome to the Building Great Lives podcast, a podcast about real life, real issues, and finding real answers to life's most difficult questions. And now your host, Trent Gillum.
Greetings, everyone. Trent here. Welcome to episode number 88 of the podcast. I'm glad you've joined the Building Great Lives journey. And before we get started, as always, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our monthly ministry partners and to you, the listener. You make this ministry possible. And if you would like to support our global ministry efforts, please consider one of the convenient giving options located in the show notes. And I'm excited to have you on the Building Great Lives team here at the Building Great Lives podcast. It's our desire to help people from around the world grow, heal, discover, and fulfill their unique purpose. Thank you for sharing these episodes. We're praying these messages of hope reach every possible person in every possible nation. In today's episode, we're going to answer the question, what do tears, fears, doubt, and Jesus have in common? I know that life can be complicated. It can be unpredictable. It can be going great, and one unexpected phone call can change everything. Along with smiles, laughter, and joyful moments, we also have times of struggle, heartbreak, pain, sickness, disappointment, and loss. As laughter is to happiness, tears are to the brokenhearted. Trust me, I know what it feels like to try and talk, but the only thing that comes out is sobs and tears. At times, we can feel so courageous, so bold, like we can accomplish anything. And then out of nowhere, things happen that leave us feeling unsure. In times of uncertainty, it's completely normal to feel some degree of fear. We can experience waves of anxiety and have fear over how things will turn out. There are times we have bold faith. We believe God can do anything, and we take it even further. We also expect that He will, and often He does. Then there are times of uncertainty where we find ourselves searching desperately for answers. These seasons of sorrow often leave us with more questions than answers. Times like this can leave us battling with doubt. From bold faith to struggling with questions of doubt. All these things, the tears, the fears, and the doubt, are common to man. We all have our moments of struggle. And with this in mind, I can't help but wonder, were there people in the Bible that had these same life experiences, that went from being joyful to sorrowful, that went from being happy to shedding tears, that went from being bold to having fears, that went from being people of faith to dealing with doubt? Were there people in the Bible that cried tears, felt fears, and struggled with doubt like we do? And if so, how did Jesus respond? Answering that will give us key insight as to how God will respond when we have those moments of tears, and when we struggle with fear, and when we wrestle with doubt. The Bible does, in fact, have examples of people that dealt with these very things. Not only does the Bible tell us of people that had tears, fears, and doubts, we find examples of each of those in the very same chapter. John chapter 20 is very insightful. In the first part of John chapter 20, verses 1 through 13, we find the story of Mary Magdalene. The Bible tells us that she's heartbroken. She has found purpose greater than her past. She has been following Jesus. She has found the answers that she has been searching for. Her life has changed. She now is experiencing things beyond the heartache and the pain and even the embarrassment of her past. She now is looking to something great. She's now a part of something great. She is following Jesus. She has found answers in her life. But by the time we get to the book of John, chapter number 20, things have seemingly changed. She is no longer in a place where she is confident in her future. We find her now in the place where Jesus, the very purpose of her existence, the one that changed everything, is now dead. He's been crucified. He's been buried in a tomb. We find her situation going from bad to worse, because not only is the Lord dead, but when she arrives early in the morning at the tomb, she finds him missing. And when she finds the Lord missing, this is a shock to her, and she runs back and she tells Peter and she tells John, "I went to the tomb and the body of our Lord is missing." And the Bible says that Peter and John ran back to the tomb, and they, looking in, saw that his body was gone. And when we find Mary with Peter and John standing in this moment, that uncertainty has now even increased from what it was, and loss is even greater than what it was. The Bible says that Peter and John returned. But verse 11 says, "But Mary stood without at the sepulcher, weeping. She stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." So we find Mary Magdalene in a state of trauma. She is weeping, standing at the tomb, not knowing where they took the body of Jesus. Her nerves are on end, and she is now pressed to the place that she is weeping uncontrollably. So we do find an example in the Bible of those followers of Jesus that had moments of tears. And the Bible continues on in John chapter 20 and verse number 19 and verse number 20. Now we're talking about the disciples, the very followers of Jesus, those that he taught, those that witnessed many powerful miracles. They not only heard the word of the Lord, but they saw it in action. They saw him moved with compassion. They saw him reaching out and touching the blind eye. They saw him raise up the dead. Now he is gone. He is dead, and they are afraid. The Bible said the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Now, what does that mean? They were afraid. They went and locked themselves away in a house, and they were hiding. They were convinced. The same ones that came and took away Jesus and had him falsely accused and then beaten and crucified, they thought this same fate is coming to us. And so they ran and they hid. And we know just from the example of Peter that others had recognized, you are one that was with Jesus. And so they were very much afraid. They didn't want to die. And that's understandable. The flesh did not want to suffer. They are in a place where their Savior, their miracle worker, the one they had been following, is gone. They are confused. They are in hiding, and they are afraid. Then the Bible tells us in the same chapter, John 20, verses 24 through 29. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus had came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he saith unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. We find a man that has seen miracles, that has heard great teaching, that was sent out and did miracles, now struggling with doubt. Now, we label him Doubting Thomas, and I think that's unfair. We find him at other times being very bold. He was the one that, when Lazarus had died, was ready to go back and be with Lazarus, even if it cost him his life. So we find him being bold, but at this moment, we find him struggling with doubt. And that is very important for us to remember, because it did not change the fact that he was a disciple, even though he had moments of great faith and also moments of doubt. We all have this same life experience as Thomas had. So we find in John chapter 20 that there were people in the Bible, followers of Jesus, that had moments of tears, moments of fears, and struggled with moments of doubt. So what does Mary Magdalene's tears, the disciples' fears, and Thomas's doubt have in common? Well, the Bible said of Mary Magdalene in John chapter 20, verses 14 through 18, she turned herself back and saw Jesus and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary, and she turned herself and said unto him, Master. She knew immediately by his voice that it was Jesus. And she saw the one that she had been longing to see. He was not dead, but he was risen. Jesus met her at her time of tears. And that's important. The disciples in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 20, the Bible said, in the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, remember, for fear of the Jews, the Bible said, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. Their fears didn't stop Jesus from appearing and revealing himself to them. He calmed their fears, encouraged them, and increased their faith and confidence. But what about Doubting Thomas? What does the Bible say about Doubting Thomas? Well, John chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach thy finger hither, and behold my hands, and reach thy hand hither, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. I want you to notice the answer to our question. So what do tears, fears, and doubt in John chapter 20 have in common? The answer is Jesus. He showed up in all 3 cases. Tears didn't stop him. Fears didn't stop him. And doubt didn't stop him. In their moments of difficulty, they each had an encounter with Jesus. Way too often we think our struggles push God away. We think he only responds when we stand in bold proclamations of faith. This simply is not the case. God doesn't just respond to our moments of great faith. He also responds to our deepest needs, your needs. We tell ourselves we should be stronger, that we should be better. By now, we question why we're still hurting, why tears still flow down our face, why we feel afraid at times, and why we have moments of doubt. We worry that God is disappointed by our weakness, yet it's during these weak times Jesus reveals himself. He did it to Mary Magdalene, the disciples, and Thomas. And he will reveal himself to you. The writer of the book of Hebrews said it this way in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need. The followers of Jesus found him coming to meet them in the midst of their tears, their fears, and in their moments of doubt. And just as they found him present during difficult days, you will also. Those same followers that had tears, fears, and moments of doubt were commissioned by Jesus at his ascension, and they were empowered by the Holy Ghost in the upper room in Acts chapter 1 and 2. And just as they were commissioned and they were empowered, so shall you. Jesus wants to show up in the midst of all of your tears, all of your fears, and even in your moments of doubt. It does not push him away. Our needs draws him closer. Like a father to a hurt child, he does not push the child away. He moves close to help the child. And the Lord is wanting you to know he is not far from you when the tears flow down your face, when the fears rage inside of you and the anxiety builds against you, when doubt comes in and you wonder, will this ever change? Will I ever be better? The answer is yes. Yes, you will. Why? Because you are not alone. Jesus draws nigh to those that are hurting. And as has become our tradition here at the Building Great Lives podcast, I want to pray for you, listener. I want to pray that God would encourage you and God would help you during your difficult days. Jesus, I'm asking you to help each listener. Lord, come alongside them as the tears run down their face, as fear tries to come against them and even moments of doubt rise within them. God, I pray that they would begin to feel your spirit draw near, that they would hear you speak into their heart words of overcoming power and comfort, because you will never leave nor forsake them. And as always, thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend, maybe text them the link or share it on your social. You can find me on social at Trent Gillam. That's G-I-L-L-I-A-M. On Instagram at Rev Gillam. You can also reach me at Building Great Lives Podcast at gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, stay safe, take care, and let's keep building.
You've been listening to the Building Great Lives podcast, a member of the Real Life Church Network. Join us next time as we dig deeper into life's most challenging questions.